We are in Simin Tov Reish Nun Ches. We're up to Siv Vav. So on the first day, the halachi is that the lulav has to belong to you. Lochem. Lo yitnenu biyom rishon lekotin kodem sheyotzabo. You should not be giving your arba minim to a cotton on the first day before your yotza. Mipnei shakotin kona ve'ena makna l'achir min haTorah. Because a cotton is kona midaraisa if someone else sells to him. This is the din of das acheres makna. If someone else is selling it to him, the other person who is a godel is placing it in the reshus of the cotton, sees kona. Veina makna lacherim in haTorah, but a cotton does not have the ability to be makna out of his reshus. Venimze shemirziru lo eina mukhser. So it turns out that if the cotton gives it back to you, it was like it was never returned. So this is true even on Yontif Sheni in Chutz Laretz. Also in the lulav belonging to the tzibur, we'll later see that there's a minig in many places that the tzibur buys a lulav and belongs to everybody. If a cotton is one of those people he belongs to, then that's problematic because he can't be makna. Also, in a case of Shas HaTchak where we said you're allowed to use last year's lulav, if you gave it to a child last year on the second or third day of Sukkot, then this year you couldn't use it on Yom Tov Rishon. Now, even in the case of Lechatchila, where we're going to make sure that everybody is Yotze, and then we'll give it to a child, because it could be that someone else is going to need it. What is considered a cotton for this halacha? So some hold that a cotton is, here is a cotton d'oraisa, which means, a gadol, in order to be not a cotton anymore, it's got to be a gadol d'oraisa, which means that he already has signs of physical maturity, beisaris. However, there are mekilim that once he reaches 13, we're somach on the chazaka that he's considered a gadol. Now, what happens if you gave it to a cotton amanas lahachzir? So lechura, that should be good. Because if the cotton's return is not considered a return, then it turns out it was never his in the first place. So then it does belong to me. It's not a chsarn in my lechem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's not so. The halachi is that if you give someone a matana manas lahachzir and he, b'mikra, doesn't return it, he was mevatel the tnai and it was never his. But what happens if you make a tnai that's e'ef sholakayim? You make a tnai, you give it to a cotton amanas lahachzir, and the cotton lahalocha cannot be machzir. The halacha is that if you make a tnai that is not shayach to be makayim, the tnai is bottle and the mice is kayim without a tnai. So it turns out that it's ki'ilu, you just gave it to him unconditionally. V'yeshmi sha'omer shimhigia la'onis hapa'utis mutter. There are those who say that if he has seichel, onus hapa'utis is when he understands the difference between a rock and a nut. He knows that a rock you give away and a nut you keep, meaning that he's not totally naive. So such a cotton can actually be makne. How is that? We know he can only be makne derabbanan by onus hapa'utis. So the emes is that this day holds that even das acheres makne, he's being kone in the first place was a derabbanan. The same way, he can be kone derabbanan, he can be makne derabbanan. So the machlokus is not really on the status of onus hapa'utis. The machlokus is in whether or not a cotton is kona with das acheres. So the yesh misha omer holds that he was never kona midoraisa anyway, even with das acheres makna, when someone else was makna to him. Vim tofis im hatinik, what if you're holding it with the child? Kivin shalo yotza miyado, since the child with the cotton was never kona, shaper dummy, so there's no problem, because the cotton wasn't kona, and similarly, if you're just not makna to him. Now, there's a basic underlying question that the poskim raise, which is, are you yotza the mitzvah of chinuch by giving it to your child without him being kona? In order for you to be yotza chinuch, does the cotton have to be kona and be yotza with the din of lochem? Or is there no din lochem on a cotton? The Mishnah Berurah kanir'eh holds like the shittas that you are yotza, that you're yotza the mitzvah of chinuch this way. So that it doesn't really have to be his in order for him to be yotza.